All right. Well, let's do it. I'm Brandi Taylor in the Sonic Interview Suite. It's Sonic Boom with Mounties. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello. And when Mounties is here, Suite goes from S-U-I-T-E to S-W-E-E-T.
It would be way sweeter if we had wine. Coxley rolls in. He's like, where's the wine?
Where's
you guys
wine?
Have... No.
Coxley always says, where's the wine?
I've lived a life of asking where the wine is, yeah.
He actually had a bit of an accident, was in a coma recently for 3 months, and when he got out of it, apparently he said, where's the wine?
He didn't realize he was hooked up to an IV of red wine, so...
That's how they brought you back to life?
That's actually how we got in the coma.
And out, yeah.
The first question I prepared for you guys is being called Mounties. How have you not been sued? Because are the RCMP not very, very protective of their trademark? How does
no
that
comment.
Work?
So.
You know what?
They're super chill.
They're super chill.
Has there been any communication about it at all?
Or no,
are you
they're
just
kind of really
flying
chill.
Under the radar right now?
They're just super chill.
Yeah, no, it seems chill right now.
Yeah.
I remember back when the police tried to sue the police. And
it didn't work.
Didn't work for them.
And then bees tried to sue Sting, and it turned into a big, awful legal circle.
I grew up with a lot of RCMP around. Like, one of my neighbors was one of the training guys at the place in Regina, that at the main training facility in Regina. So, I don't know. They're super chill about it, I think.
So the RCMP are cool with Mounties.
Well,
you guys
like,
are all...
Yeah, they like the first record, so they're cool with it. They said if our second record is good, then they'll be okay with it all.
Well, what about Hall & Oates? Has anybody sent them the song Hall & Oates off of the record? Have
yes,
they heard it?
Yes, Hall & Oates have heard the song Hall & Oates.
And has there been any comment or communication?
Well, we were Skyping with Daryl and John last week. Just they wanted to be sort of a part of the video concept, and they're good people, and they just... I think they're kind of geeked that this homage has kind of appeared, and I think too, like, it's not a, it's a serious song, you know, it's got a lot of sadness in it, and I think they really resonate with that, you know, they're not just all,
putting it
M-E-T-H-O-D-O-F-L-O-V-E, they're not all that all the time.
I mean, they're good guys. But I think they're trying to get into Mounties somehow. Mm-hmm. Like, they're trying to get their foot in the door.
Yeah.
They're like, we heard you guys are a super group,
yeah.
And we want in.
And they're just saying, well, how super could you be?
Well, originally, they were trying to do that when they heard like the early demos, and so they actually paid us like to be product placed in the album,
mm-hmm.
And then it ended up just becoming the chorus, but originally that's what we had to do to pay for the making of the album.
So apparently John is working on a song called Mounties, actually.
Only yeah. Makes
so,
sense.
Yeah, and I guess Daryl's going to write the chorus, but I guess John has a pretty good verse right now.
Which is crazy, because Yanni actually plays on it. And then John Tesh makes an appearance, which is super weird because they have a sorted past.
What I want to let's just talk weird. For a second about how the zeitgeist kind of how the strange things operate. Like, so Yanni and John, what's his face, were in the cultural, like they were on the landscape for a while, including the guy who used to pose for romance books.
Fabio?
Fabio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like,
I sort
the guy
of feel
who's,
like
hit in the face with
we
the
don't
bird.
Get to see like
the, oh, and the roller coaster.
Yeah.
We don't get to see that kind of stuff like we used to, I don't think. Do we?
It's different for sure.
Like is there a max headroom anymore? Like
oh, right.
Does the culture even have a gap in it to have like a max headroom or
pop up?
Or to have
there's his son is on the scene, Zach. And Zach Hedrum. Him and Zach Starkey actually have a band.
A band, yeah.
Yeah.
Called Oasis.
Zach, no headroom.
I don't know if there's any way to get back on track after this, so I'm going to pretend there was a segue. So speaking of music videos, guys, I want to talk about them, because you make all of your own videos, right? Is it you mostly that does it?
It's Steve. Steve's the gene dog with the computer yeah, machine.
Right. The music video specifically for If This Dance Catches On, it's all of Hoxley's old family
yeah.
videos,
yes,
right?
Yes, all my mom's side.
Half of the comments are about what a babe your grandma is.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
I love it. You know that.
Yeah, that, you know what's cool? It's neat that you say that, and it's true. Like, my grandma was very, what's that word? She was, what's the word when you're really, like, in Hollywood?
Yeah, no, she does have this.
Regal, royal.
When
the war was on, my grandpa was over fighting in Europe, I guess, and my grandma and her sister had a hair salon at Yonge and Eglinton, and they used to walk down to Palais Royal, which I don't, if you know Toronto, you know that's a long walk, and they would dance on the weekends, and then they would have their hair salon through the week. But my grandma always said that it was so great during the war because there was no men at the dance. There was only women. And she said if there was a man there, they weren't at the war, so that wasn't the kind of man you'd want to be with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've so met.
She loved this. She loved that time for dancing.
We have met Hoxley's parents, and I got to say one thing: hot mom. So it
so
must come
genetic.
Down through the genes, yeah.
Yeah, well.
And she's an amazing painter as well. So.
Well, I'm gonna let you guys get back to your wine and video editing, and you also have to play a show right away.
This interview is so cool. You're ending it because you're thinking this is already a disaster to edit.
Well, I was going to ask how you guys, because you guys are all sort of alpha dogs in a way. You are, though. You're alpha dogs, for sure.
I'm more of a raw dog.
You're leaders of your own projects. You all produce. You all write songs. So how do you guys not get in huge fights in the studio? Like, when you have a disagreement about how things should go, how does it not get serious?
I think all the songwriting happens so fast that you end up getting as much creative input as you would in a normal band, you know, which would work at a normal pace. So you're still getting to lay down crazy ideas like every 5 minutes or so, you know. So.
I think none of us are interested in debating, that's why. Yeah. We just keep on going. We don't scratch our chin. We just keep on going. And if someone has an idea, the idea wins, you know. So if you have an idea, you get to lay it down. And there's no saying no, really. Nobody really kind of says no. We were just trying to impress each other and excite each other, so.
Yeah.
We're a nuts and guts band. And, like, whenever you seek to rattle the nuts and guts, then you should get an elbow on the face. So just...
I think it's called chin music.
Yeah, you get some chin music dropped on you.
But Hoxley does say that we're a below-the-neck kind of band, you know?
There's not very much thinking is really all it is.
Until it comes to lyrics, and then we're all quiet for a few minutes, and then somebody says, "Oh, I got something," you know?
Yeah.
And then you turn on the mic, and that's it. So.
And also, there's not any pressure for this to be something other than something that's creatively extravagant and fun.
I think being really big fans of each other is a big thing too. Like, you know, like when you really like what every single thing that comes out of a person they played, he's like, oh, cool, yeah, no, keep on going, you know.
So if you were playing with people that sucked, it would be a much different story.
I think it can be, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. I was totally kidding.
Yeah.
It's an approach that you maybe, like, earn the right to apply, which is just to, like, not filter, not question, just do, don't overthink, and just record everything and just say that's a song because you said it was, you know. But I wouldn't suggest that be the approach for, like, you know, the same band I was in when I was 15 called, well, I don't want to say.
There's a lot of names for your band. Yeah. At your wedding, they listed all the bands that you were in. There was like 23 or something like that.
Thumper, Coliform, Pilot Light, Instill, Dugan's Diary.
Dugan's Diary?
New York City Rhythm, which is a Barry Manilow reference. There's way more than this. Why am I? Missiles to Heaven.
So you're musically promiscuous.
No, I'm just... I'm not promiscuous. I'm just... I like to explore. I like to explore.
She loves the song every day. It's like, was Steve gonna get hyped today? Promiscuous again? He's gonna promiscuous Steve. Promiscuous Steve. Every day when we're on tour, how am I gonna get hyped for the day if I don't listen to Promiscuous? Steve, get him to the van. We're in a rush. We gotta get to the gig. I just have to listen to Promiscuous one more time to get. Promiscuous Steve.
Was that off of Loose?
Yeah.
She really was hammering that point in, you know, like she really was trying to let people know.
We need an angle like that, like something promiscuous Mounties, like, like.
An angle.
Well, we need an angle to let people know that we're crazy too.
The next tour, promiscuous tour, and all of our ladies will be super hyped on it too.
Yeah,
Mounties, promiscuous.
My wife is gonna love this new. This
my wife would love that too. Oh, yeah, honey, we're Mounties is trying to come across with this image that we're gonna be more promiscuous on the road. Cool. That's gonna be sick, right?
You've even taken it too far now.
Oh,
can you edit?
Oh, sorry.